podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy, and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
So the girls are doing Auskick this year. Shout out Lara Auskick. It's always a lot of fun. Indy's done it for a couple of years. This is the first year that Goldie is old enough.
So special.
Yeah, right. So she's Kindy's own. There's that. That's the entry level. So Indy, this will be her third year.
How does Indy feel about Goldie coming into her? Her thing.
Oh, fine. She's used to it. That's her whole life.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I've spoken previously in the last couple of weeks about the fact that the first year Indy wanted to be a Cats fan. I'm not pushing the Bombers on them. I'd love them to go the Bombers, but I'm not pushing the Bombers on them because I feel like that's cruel and unusual. They're born in Geelong. They're Geelong girls, so they're allowed to choose whatever team they want and tends to be Geelong. So it was Geelong the first year. She had a little mate who was a Bulldogs fan. So the next year she did Bulldogs, and this year she's back to Geelong.
Yes.
And if you're not familiar with Auskick, each year you put your team in and then they send you a little pack out and has a little shirt in it that you can sort of run.
Love that.
Sometimes it's a beanie.
Is it like a football jersey kind of thing?
It's like a, it's one of those like, you know, those thin material, the wicks away sweat that's like an active wear sort of. It's not a jumpery sort of thing.
Okay,
it's like a T-shirt that has a design. Sometimes it's an Indigenous design. Sometimes, so she's got two Cats ones now and a Bulldogs one, right? And so this year said to Goldie, hey, your options are, you know, we went through all the teams and, you know, Mum's sort of got an affiliation to the Lions because she's from Brisbane. So then we've got, you know, Daddy was the Bombers.
Yeah.
You could go the Bombers. Did you want to go the Bombers? Nah. Who do you want to go? I want to go the Crows. Nanny and Papa's team.
Yes.
I want to go the Crows because Nanny and Papa are the Crows. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair. Nanny and Papa are right into their footy, whereas Dad's not very much and neither's Mum. So, I put her down for Adelaide. And the packs arrived and they put their tops on and then she put hers on and she's like, yeah, go Crows, get a photo for Nanny and Papa. And she's like, can I go Bombers tomorrow? And I was like, child, you are killing me. Of course you can. I'm going to go buy you a Bombers top right now.
Yeah.
But of course you can, but you're killing me. So part of the packages that you get this year, there's no beanies, I think, unless you paid extra for them, but they've got little lunch boxes, which are cool, right? And there's also sort of a lot of paperwork that comes with it. It explains the artwork and all of this. And there's and they also give you a free junior membership to the club that you elect.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Right. So technically, we've got junior members now of the Cats for 2026 and the Crows.
Mm.
The difference in involvement or enthusiasm from the clubs is wild.
Oh, really?
They could not be more different. I have not heard from the Cats at all.
Yeah.
And I am hearing from the Crows an average of 6 emails a week.
What?
Hi, junior member. Do you want to come to the game? Do you want to come? I know you're not in South Australia. Do you want to come to the game?
Yeah.
My God. Like, okay, Cats. First, Cats. Bit of love. Be nice. Not hearing anything.
Yeah.
On the flip side, though, the Crows.
Too much.
Coming on a bit strong, guys.
Maybe they're trying to get you to move there. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a whole big, you know, the Barossa Valley's involved, and then you find out it's just a big scam to try and get kids into the wine region.
Maybe.
You know, I don't know.
It's really long bow to draw. There's like one or two so interstate team kids that run around at that was last year anyway. And so I'm pretty certain Goldie will be the only Crows kid there. So maybe they're just stoked that a Victorian kid, maybe she's the only.
She might be.
She's the only Victorian kid that signed up as a Crows supporter for Auskick.
Yes.
And so they've got this whole department that is just emailing me because that's what it feels like. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's suffocating me, Crows. I've had enough.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Yesterday, you brought to the table a, I think, ridiculous suggestion. Not from your own self, but something you'd found where people were saying, well, at least half of people were saying that peanut butter is a sweet, not a savoury.
Yeah, bizarre. And because you and I are so hardcore, it's a savoury.
Yeah.
But then looking at the comments of this poll on you should care about Instagram, I was just like, I can't believe it's 50-50 because some people were like 100% a sweet. And I'm like, in what world? In what world is it a sweet? It has a savoury taste to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's about the taste. It tastes savoury. It's savoury. Boom. A lot of people calling up and saying, nah, here's why it's sweet.
Debating it, right? So we sort of landed on, we're pretty sure it's savoury, but we thought.
Well, that's us. We're just saying that.
Yeah.
We don't care what other people in the community say because it is a savoury.
it's a safe space, inclusive show. But we thought, hey, let's go to someone who actually knows sort of that culinary world, a man who has sort of climbed the heights of Flavor Town.
Yes.
And looked down over the buildings and said, I own this place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't know where you were going.
No, neither did I. His name is Simon Tui. He joins us now. Hey, mate.
Good morning, legends. How are we?
Oh, good,
we're
mate.
We're good.
Good to have you back on the show. We can talk about Geelong City Markets in a bit, but can you sort of paint a picture for us? What do you think about the fact that this is even an argument and explain to us where you stand on it, please?
I can't believe it's lasted this long. I mean, I thought, in truth, I actually am on both your sides. It is a peanut. If we take it down to the singular product that it is, the ground-growing peanut, is a savoury.
Thank you.
A savoury. Like if you took it from the ground and ate it, then it's not like taking sugarcane from from its field and then chewing on that and that's sweet or anything like that. If you're taking peanuts from the ground, it is 100% savoury. But the thing that we have happened with peanuts is the wonderful world of like sugar is thy addict. And if you were to put it in sort of like, when I was young, peanut butter was always sweet. And they sort of advertised it being this sort of wonderful, sort of very savory, good for you. Peanuts are good for you, you know, breakfast thing spread, but it's not. It was full of sugar.
Okay.
And it's only now that, and it's all the applications that make it what it is. That's the problem. This is where the turning point is. Everyone thinks that it's sweet because you can put it in milkshakes or you can put it in cakes or you can put it in, you know, you get the cheap sort of old school versions. What's that American called? Withy? Is it Withy or something like that? The peanut butter Withy?
Oh,
anyway, but
Cool Whip.
No. Yeah, Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Yeah. Say cool.
Yeah. Cool. Say whip.
Look, it's 100% a savoury. It's just the application that makes it sweet.
Oh, all right. Okay. It's wonderful. Nice to be right. It doesn't happen often, Simon. I won't lie to you, but I'm feeling good today.
Okay. I love how you're both on the same team, by the way. That was impressive.
I know.
Yeah, it never happens. No. Never happens. It was bound to sort of end pretty quickly. But Simon, one other thing, we're both on the same page is Geelong City Markets.
We both love it.
We're there all the time. One of our favourite things to do on a Saturday morning. Obviously, we don't do it together. We sort of, if we see the other at the other end of the market, we'll sort of turn the other direction
100%.
Or trying to avoid eye contact. You, however, you're always there, and we love to say hello to you. How's it all going, mate?
It's going so well. It is amazingly great. We absolutely love it. And tomorrow is going to be another cracker of a day for it too. So wait, what day is it today?
Saturday
is going to be another cracker of a day. Gosh, I'm already ahead of myself, aren't I?
You have to be.
You have to be planned.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Mm. No, we work on it every single week. All week. For this, every single Saturday we do, we work on it all week to get it to be as perfect as we possibly can and keep growing it to be something different every week, but also keep those familiarities in our stores, which we're really excited to have. We've got a big lineup this week, by the way.
Some cooking demonstrations, that kind of thing.
Yeah, cooking demos and making a good little curry in the middle of town using one of Exo Bowls and Exo Projects curries from their Madras curries they love to sell. We've got a wonderful protein from their place out of Avalon, so they've got a they're going to have a store with us too, and we're going to be having a bunch of, they've got chickens and beefs and porks and sausages and all those sorts of goodies. And we've got about seven different fresh producers and micro growers who are supplying us to all our fresh produce as well.
Not only that,
of course, our art and everything like that. So we're just so excited every single week that this is happening.
Now, growing up, Simon, from someone like a fresh producer, I grew up on a veggie farm. I think people need to realise as well, when you grab stuff from the city market and those veggies and that food, it lasts a lot longer as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So we've, we've done a bunch of things with this where we've got our organics for those people who love organics, and we've got non-organics for those people who don't really think about much about buying organic all the time. So there's, you know, a little cheaper. And then we've got some rescue food as well, which comes along and we can sell them for $1 a bag. So we have food for every single cost of goods that or sort of crisis that we're in, of course, that we can supply anyone that's there. But we've also got a huge thing for Mother's Day, by the way. I know that's not till next week, but we're teaming up with the legends at Fags, and we're doing a little kids plant your seeds in little pots and give them to your mum for Mother's Day.
Oh, cute!
And we're supporting, supporting Geelong, that new soil initiative that Geelong has done with Fags as well, and they're selling that wonderful compost that they're making.
Yeah.
So we're using that compost. We're getting a little biodegradable cups, and we're planting little seeds for the kids to give to their give their mums on Mother's Day the next day. You're around next weekend as well, we are going to be having a ball of a time growing food, which is so beautiful.
Awesome. What time does it all kick off on a Saturday morning?
Starts at 9. Don't get there any earlier because I will be cranky unless I have my coffee.
Yes.
And then it goes until until 2 o'clock when you can pop on down to Little Mallop Street or another little shop and grab some extra little goodies, lunches, drinks, and finish off the day with a lovely little Sunday afternoon session with friends.
Awesome. Get into Geelong CBD and get shopping.
Lovely work, both of you.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank
and
you.
If anybody wants to take Simon to task on savoury or sweet peanut butter, he will be there at the Geelong City Market. Thanks, mate.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
If you are just joining us on a Thursday for the first time ever, or maybe you've just been really unlucky and you have listened on a Thursday, but you've not heard this game, you are in for a real treat.
A line from a film, song, or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Yeah, so basically what happens is that we substitute a word under, well, for some wind, and you've got an array of...
I've got a stable of farts. I've always got one chambered,
yes,
famously.
You do this game for me. I am the person that needs to guess what the word is. Sometimes I'm good at it. Sometimes I'm not. You can use movies. You can use songs. You can use famous phrases or speeches.
Pop culture, all sorts, mate.
Yeah, anything could happen on this game.
As long as there's words, there will always be wind.
I do you know what I think every time?
What?
I really hope there is a car full of kids. And this is their favourite time, and they're just going crazy at this.
Yeah, I know. You said it's for you, but actually it's for them.
It's for you guys.
So we call it a clean wipe if you get 3 out of 3. So you got that last week, so well done. I thought I should make it a little bit harder, but instead I just went for what I thought was funny. So.
Okay.
Are you ready for Word Beneath My Wind, question number one for this week?
I'm so ready.
Let's do it.
Always with you, it cannot be done. Hear you nothing that I say. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Or do not. There is no try.
Okay, see, I was so in just the memory of watching it because I love that movie so much.
So
it's Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And it's Yoda and Luke Skywalker. And it's like do or do not. There is no try. So I'm going to say it's do.
No. Try not. Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do not. There is no try.
Funny that you went with do.
Or not. Okay,
oh,
1 point for you.
Thank
word you. Beneath my wind. What word are we looking for here?
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Turn.
Okay.
Turn. Turn.
That one's coming.
You can turn anymore.
I just don't think it's going to fit.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. Up, 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 up. Yes. Up. Here we go.
So stupid.
Okay, I don't think it's gonna anymore.
Oh my God, that is a classic. You've got so many in your arsenal, mate. It is.
Arsenal
I
is the word.
I said arsenal. Yeah. It's pivot.
Here we go, pivot.
Yes.
Pivot.
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 Iconic scene from Friends.
So iconic.
Okay, two from two.
God,
well
I
done.
I'm hurting at this stage because I've just been laughing so much.
Yeah, well.
My face hurts.
Now we're going to be gentle with the third one.
Okay.
Here we go.
I never trust the third one.
Question number three. What word are we looking for here?
Oh my God, no wonder it takes you so long. Oh my God, so good. The word there is white.
Yeah, sure.
I have to say, I hope the Tom remix gets in the hottest 100 this year.
Absolutely. Bit dangerous wearing white too in this game.
Oh, my God.
well done. Another clean wipe for you.
Mate, that is horrible. I hate that. We need to come up with something else.
Can I also say that was a suggestion, white noise. I do believe Justin sent that one through.
People are putting in suggestions
yep.
now.
If you have a suggestion for word beneath my wind that you would like to see me give the windy treatment to, then please do send them through Carrick Geelong on Facebook, Instagram, or just hit me up on Instagram, which is exactly what Justin did. We'll play again next Thursday.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Cash is king, baby.
Yeah.
But who is actually using it? We thought not many people, but it turns out due to recent statistics that it's one in two people.
Yeah, one in two people are using it once a week.
Mm.
And that's not me.
No.
And I'm not seeing it.
No, I'm not seeing it.
So where's it happening?
Mm.
Does that's it count if you're... Don't worry about it.
No, actually, what?
I was going to say if you're not sort of using the usual channels of commerce, if you're paying cash for sort of...
No, I don't understand. What do you mean, Tom?
Buying stuff off marketplace. Thank God, I saved it. Okay. 52232955. We've got Mel on the line from Farnsford. Morning, Mel. Are you a cash user?
I am, yes.
Right. Okay. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, it just gives you more control over what you're spending rather than just tapping and going.
Yeah.
And also, as you mentioned earlier, the surcharges. I hadn't really thought of the amount that we would save on surcharges, but the other day when I was purchasing lunch, the person just assumed that I was going to pay card, which is common.
Mm.
And then when I said I had cash, the price dropped down by about
$3. Yeah. Wow. And then do you find, though, that when you offer cash to people, have you run into a situation where they're like, nah, we don't do cash, or it's like, oh...
No, most places do cash. There's only a couple of places in Geelong that are cashless.
Mm.
And I find that frustrating because then they also charge a surcharge. And I'm like, well, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a great point, Mel.
So I try and avoid those places. I do find it funny when I do pay cash. A lot of the cashiers... Even at your big organisations, they have a little panic moment because they don't know how to work out the change.
Yes.
Even though they have a computer system that they could just press it in and it'll tell them what to give me, they still panic and sometimes stuff it up and go to give me the wrong change. And I'm like, hang on, you've got to work that out better.
Oh, my God. I'm exactly the same, though.
15-year-old kid at Woolies never really had anything to do with cash, you know?
It was one of those. Was going to give me back way too much change.
That's payback for your surcharges. Mel, that's payback for your surcharges. Take the money and run. Take the money and run. We've got to move on. Diane in Finesford, are you a cash user, mate?
Yes, do both, but cash is often our preference.
Yeah, right. What about for like a big purchase? Do you ever like, you know, get the big sort of wad, the briefcase going on?
Oh, it depends what it's for, but yes, otherwise chuck it on the card and get your flyboys.
Oh, there you go.
Extra payback. Yeah. So we utilise it everywhere. But like cash, if you're gifting, we do a like a family birthday party for young kids.
Yeah.
And imagine going, oh, I'll send some money to your bank account. Well, mate, they're not seeing that, are they?
Well,
but
I think...
If they open a card and it's got $5 or $10 or $20 and they get five cards with money, like, they're just overjoyed. True. And it's like, it's just a different way and it's so much better to me. I reckon people who use cash, they go, ooh, am I going to cash my last 50?
Mm.
And then when you get your last 20 part through the week, you go, all right, I've got to make a tough decision. Am I impulse buying or am I keeping my 20 back?
Yes, do I really need the Winnie Blues or not?
Yeah.
You can't get
people budget better.
Yeah, I was going to say, Winnie Blues, mate, you're going to need a lot more than a 50 and a 20. Let me tell you that. Azza from Hamlin Heights, are you a cash king?
I am, and I know a lot of people who are.
Yeah.
I play lawn bowls down in Belmont.
Yeah.
And during the winter, so competitions in the summer where you play pennant, but during the winter they play social bowls.
Right.
And to play the game, yeah, everyone who plays, it's $10 for a game, and that makes up the prize money. Yeah. And then on top of that, they have the raffle tickets, and, you know, yeah, different things get raffled off and that sort of thing. So usually I go down there, $10 for the game, $5 worth of raffle tickets, and there's a couple of hundred people, you know, elderly people that do the same thing. So, and then Saturday nights I have functions and, you know, it's $10 or $20. Friday nights I do meals, there's another, you know, $15, $20.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of cash.
Yeah, so Azza, you say Belmont Bowls. All right, let's just pass that on to the ATO.
Don't you?
Sounds like there's a lot of cash flying around the Belmont Bowls.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Shocking news yesterday, Lauren. Shocking.
Oh, I'm not over it. I couldn't sleep last night.
No, I know. Nor could I.
Mm.
It wasn't related to the tattoo, but that's fine. Cameron Ling, that's a story for another day. Cameron Ling has decided that he is done with his premiership winning tattoo, his commemorative one. He got after 09, but it sort of incorporates 07 and 09. It's on his wrist.
Yes.
He has been hiding it under his watch for a while, but he's decided to take it to that next level and actually get it lasered off his body.
Exactly. He decided to have his first laser session last Wednesday. And what did that correlate with? Bad performance from the Cats on Saturday. He's mozzed them, Tom.
Oh, well, that is the suggestion. But we thought let's go to someone who would know what it's like to have been through the things that Cameron went through, you know, playing, you know, the most elite level football, winning premierships, right there next to Cameron Ling specifically, and has also stayed in contact with him as a friend over the years, but this may all change from this morning. Matthew Stokes, Cats legend, joins us on the line now. Good morning, Stokesy.
Good morning, guys.
Stokesy, where were you when you heard the news that Cameron was getting rid of his premiership tattoo?
I was at school pickup. We got our kids that were in the same class, so I was looking forward to bumping into him, but obviously the pain was too much. He wasn't able to go and pick up his kids from school.
This is shocking news. It is the Cats premiership, like, symbol with 07 and 09. He decided not to get the third one. He was like, nah, I'm not interested. You played with him in 07 at that premiership. What does it mean for you that he's going to remove it?
Well, it just shows you the character of the bloke to hide it behind a watch in the first place and then get removed. So I don't understand if you're hiding it behind a watch, so why do you have to get it removed? So it sums up Cameron pretty well. But, you know, he's obviously a legend of a bloke, but there's no point siding with this one and just might as well pole on and keep it going.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, love it. That's exactly what we want.
Yeah, people are very superstitious. I mean, just in general, but particularly around sport. What say you to the suggestion that he has put the moz on the Cats, particularly in season 2026?
Well, look, I mean, getting that removed and us playing our worst game for a while, he's probably got to take some ownership of that, just like he would have as us, as our captain, for a long period of time. So I think he should probably have a really good look at himself and see how many people he's disappointed with creating this bad juju with this removal of the tattoo. So that's on Cameron.
Do you think that the players are going to have an emergency meeting about it? Like Scotty's going to call him in and say, guys, we've really got to just knuckle down and not think about this tattoo?
Yeah, I think so. I think they definitely need to address it pretty quickly to make sure it doesn't fester into a second week. And our past players group chat probably starts pinging, I think, with this news as well. Because it's a pretty disappointing to hide the tattoo and then to get it removed. I think there's going to be some serious questions after the reunion in December.
Now, I mean, how's it going to affect your relationship with him? You guys are great mates and you have been for many years, but to know that he's ashamed not only of the club itself, but, you know, the time that you guys spent together there, how does that make you feel? Like, is that going to change things?
I feel like I didn't know who I was friends with this whole time. And I'm questioning his captain's capacity of his period. So I'm actually thinking about getting the 2011 tattoo removed in stick it up him or protest. So we'll have to reassess that. I'll have to have a chat to my peers and we'll have to figure out a course of action. He needs to be held accountable.
He does need to be held accountable.
Stokes, so the other thing is, Wilbur, your beautiful son, plays with Jed.
Yep.
Is that the team that Lingy helps to coach?
Oh, I haven't seen him. Okay. So if he's saying that he is, I haven't seen him down at training yet.
Okay.
He's very proactive with his kids. Like, I'll pot him all day, every day, but he's very proactive with that side. Jetty and Wilbur play in the same team, which it's quite eerie how similar our sons look to us, obviously. Obviously it's just about having fun, but it's great to be able to watch the kids grow up together and then play footy together.
So you've got Wilbur and Franklin, both your kids. I imagine you're going to have to tell them you're not spending time with Uncle Ling anymore. It's that dire.
Yeah, no, I think the times that relationship probably ceases. I think there's a few boys that will stand behind me with this. James Kelly for number one will probably be the worst.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the banter with that. But we might even have to change teams from St Mary's to another club in poker. So we'll see how the rest of the week plays out.
Oh, all right,
well, Stokesy, look, you are understandably outraged, as are we, and I think the general populace as well. We will take this further, but we really appreciate you not only weighing in, but also taking it back to the other former players and really sticking the boot in there. We might try and track down Kel as well and see what his thoughts are on the topic.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.